السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. This is my third lecture on the series Tawheed versus Trinity. I have given two lectures on this, and before I discuss the specifics of today's lecture, just to recap what we have studied so far about Tawheed and Trinity. As I mentioned in my first lecture, it is first important to understand what Tawheed is. If you go out there and you want to discuss Tawheed and Trinity with someone, you don't start with the negation. You start with why you believe what you believe. You believe in Tawheed, why is that? Do you know what Tawheed is? So that was discussed in the first lecture, and you can go back to that if you want to explore that further. But just to give a very brief gist, Tawheed is oneness of God. God is one in terms of number, in terms of His powers, in terms of His relations. In any term you can possibly conceive, God is one. All right? And then we over the course of the last two lectures, we discussed four different arguments in favor of Tawheed. Right? So we're not even talking about the Trinity. We are talking about Tawheed, why we believe in Tawheed. And we discuss four arguments. One, the first argument is that Tawheed is true because it's a worldwide belief. It's a worldwide belief. Everybody believes in Tawheed. The foundation of nearly every religion is Tawheed, is the oneness of God. Whether you even the book that is supposed to say talk about the Trinity talks about Tawheed. It, whether it's in Old Testament or the New Testament, it talks about Tawheed. Right? Again, that's for future. We'll come back to that later. Another argument is that Tawheed is found in nature. Everything in nature, whether it's the earth, whether it's the other planets, whether it's the stars, whether it's fire, whether it's a drop of water, they're all spherical, circular, which represents Tawheed. And we talked about that. Then we moved on to a deductive argument, which is an argument which goes from the general to the specific, right? So the general idea is that if there had been more than one God, the world would have not been as harmonious as we see it today. So we make a specific conclusion that there has to be only one God, right? Because we made a general statement first that, you know, if there had been more than one God, the world would not exist the way it exists today. Then the fourth argument was an inductive argument. And the inductive argument is a form of reasoning that goes from the specific to the general. So we have a verse in the Holy Quran, and for the deductive argument, we also have a verse of the Holy Quran. I'm not going back to that. If you want to get into the details, you can refer back to my previous lectures. But the inductive argument is that where we go from the specific to the general. And the specific statement is that you can go ahead. God says in the Quran, go ahead and call unto others. If there are other gods that you believe in, call unto them and see what happens. And the result would be that you will come back hopeless and defeated. And you have to come back to the same one God. Right? So this is a very brief gist of these four arguments. You can, again, refer back to my previous lectures if you want more details. So now we conclude this aspect of this subject matter, why we believe in the Tawheed. We come to the fifth argument for Tawheed. And the fifth argument that the Promised Messiah alayhi salam has given is that Tawheed is found in human nature. The Promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam, the founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat, says that Tawheed is found in human nature as well. An earlier argument was that Tawheed is found in nature, generally speaking. But Tawheed is also found in human nature. There is a verse of the Holy Quran that talks about this. I have somehow lost the reference. Let me see if I can give you the reference before the end of this lecture. Allah says, "Wa iz akhaza rabbuka مِمْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ And when thy Lord brings forth from Adam's children out of their loins their offspring and makes them witnesses against their own selves by saying, Am I not your Lord? They say, Yeah, we do bear witness. This he does, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, we were surely unaware of this. So in this verse, Allah is clearly saying, now some people believe that before the birth of every child, this communication somehow happens, or in eternity past, this communication happens. A lot of non-Ahmadi Muslims say that, or some of them say that at least. But the reality is that this verse of the Holy Quran is talking about human nature. Allah is speaking of human nature, that the human nature is such that if the human nature is asked, Am I your Lord by God? And the human nature, the human soul will say, Yes, there is one God. So human nature gives evidence for that. I will conclude my lecture today with this quotation of the promised Messiah, alayhi salam. Let me read this in Urdu first and then come back and try and explain to you in English as well. حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا ایک اقتباس آپ کے سامنے رکھتا ہوں, اس کو بعد میں پھر انگریزی میں بھی سمجھانے کی کوشش کرتا ہوں. حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ السلام فرماتے ہیں کہ بات اصل میں یہ ہے کہ انسان کی فطرت ہی میں الستو بربکم قولو بلا نقص کیا گیا ہے. الستو بربکم, اللہ تعالیٰ پوچھتا ہے کیا میں تمہارا رب ہوں, اور وہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہاں ضرور تم ہی ہو. تو یہ حضور نے بیان کر رہے ہیں. پھر فرماتے ہیں کہ تسلیس سے کوئی مناسبت جبلت انسانی اور تمام اشیاء عالم کو نہیں. ایک قطرہ پانی کو دیکھو تو وہ گول نظر آتا ہے, مثلث کی شکل میں نظر نہیں آتا. اس سے بھی صاف طور پر یہی پایا جاتا ہے کہ توحید کا نقش قدرت کی ہر ایک چیز میں رکھا ہوا ہے. سو وٹ ایز سیئنگ از دیٹ یو لک ایٹ دی ہیومن نیچر, اٹ ول گیو ایویڈنس دیٹ دیر از اونلی ون گاڈ. دیر از نو ہیومن نیچر ڈز ناٹ فیل کمفرٹیبل with the idea of a triune or trinitarian God. And the promised Messiah something goes back to the argument where he talks about nature as well, and how even a drop of water is spherical. It represents the oneness of God. Then he talks about even fire and the earth, and he says, go to the scientists, ask them, is the earth round or not? And they will tell you that the earth is round. Similarly, there is another quotation. Again, let me read this quickly in Urdu and then come back and explain it in English. Hazrat Masih Maud Islam ka ek aur iktibas hai, farmate hain, Aqle Islami tauheed tak hi gawahi deti hai, aur isliye tamam Isai is baat ko mante hain ki agar ek groh aise kisi jazire ka rehne wala ho jiske paas na Quran pahuncha ho aur na Injeel aur na Islami tauheed pahunchi ho aur na Nasraniyat ki tasleees, unse sirf Islami tauheed ka muhaqza hoga, jaisa ki Padri Fundal ne Mizanul Haq mein ye saaf iqrar kiya hai. So Huzoor is saying here that even the Christians admit this. Even the Christians say, and there are several quotations where he talks about this, even the Christians say that if the concept of the Trinity has not been preached on any particular island today, and those people die without having received the message of the Trinity, on the Day of Judgment, they will be asked by God whether or not they believed in oneness of God. Right. So even, and the promised Messiah some gives an example of a specific pastor as well, who says that if people on a particular island have never received any message about the Trinity and they die, on the Day of Judgment, God will ask them not about the Trinity, of course, because they never received the message, but he will ask them about oneness, about tawheed, about the oneness of God. That's what they will be asked about. Because even the Christians know that human nature desires oneness of God. Human nature gives evidence, or gives testimony to the oneness of God. The idea or the concept of the oneness of God is something that is etched in our natures. It's there in our conscious, in our subconscious, or in our conscience. It's there, right? That concept is there. And so the argument that is being made here is that human nature is attuned with the idea or the concept of Tawheed or oneness of God, and it is not in tune at all with the idea or concept of the Trinity. So these are five arguments that the promised Messiah alayhi salam has talked about. I refer back this, the textbook for this course or this these lectures, if you want to follow along, is Kasr-e Salib. It's written by Ata'ul Majib Rashid Sahib. It's a very good resource on this subject matter. You can refer to it. Today we were on page number 120 and 121. It's in Urdu, so you will not be able to find it in English. But if you can read Urdu, please refer to this. This is the textbook sort of for this course. So these are five arguments that he was able to draw out of the books of the promised Messiah alayhi salam. Again, references are also in these pages. He has provided all the references for whatever I've quoted from the promised Messiah's books. It's all in there. Another final note for English speaking or for our English audience is that the promised Messiah alayhi salam has addressed these issues in summary in his book Chashmai Masihi, and it has been translated into Fountain of Christianity. This book is available on islam.org. Just type in Fountain of Christianity in the search bar and you will be able to find it on the website alislam.org. It's there. I recommend that. And these arguments that we have just talked about and other arguments about Tawheed, about why we don't believe in the Trinity, all these issues are discussed in that book. It's an excellent book if you want to get a summary of all these things, and especially if you're not able to read it in Urdu. So this concludes with the series on Tawheed. Now we will move on to the Trinity. So in next lecture, we will first try to understand what the Trinity is, although that's pretty difficult, but we will try to grasp or at least see what the Christians say about the Trinity, and then why we don't believe in the Trinity and the arguments that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has given in regards to the refutation of the Trinity. Jazakumullahu ta'ala.